With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With Election Day looming, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris zeroing in on the undecided ones, voters who have yet to make up their minds. At a rally in Atlanta, Mr. Trump said the Biden-Harris team has brought the U.S. and the world to the brink of another global conflict.
But we're close to World War II because we have people in the White House that World War III. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Trump says he would steer us away from World War III, pointing to his previous time in the White House as proof of that claim. Democrat Harris made several campaign stops in Michigan yesterday, referring to a college degree, saying, quote, that's not the only qualification for a qualified worker.
So there are many points that are about how do we think about the future of work, the future of the workforce, the future of American industry.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's parliament has passed bills blocking the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees from doing business in Israel and the Palestinian territories.
Under the first law, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNWAR, would be banned from conducting any activity or providing any service inside Israel, while the second would sever diplomatic ties with it. Israel has alleged that some of UNWAR's thousands of staff members participated in the Hamas attacks last year that sparked the war in Gaza. The agency fired 9 employees after an investigation, but denies it knowingly aids armed groups. I'm Norman Hall.
After 4 months in prison for contempt of Congress, Trump ally Steve Bannon, a free man, released from prison this morning. He defied a congressional January 6 subpoena. Dow futures down 121. This is SRN News. Reformation Day is coming.
On October 31st, 1517, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, touching off what became the Protestant Reformation. Churches around the world will celebrate the event, mostly this coming Sunday, with services, sermons, and even a party or two. In Germany, Reformation Day is an official public holiday in 16 states, including Saxony-Anhalt, which is where the city of Wittenberg is located. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One member of the women's volleyball team at San Jose State University has signed on to be part of a federal lawsuit against the NCAA, challenging the presence of males on female college sports teams. The specific person she cites, a man who's playing on her own squad. Meanwhile, there was a rally over the weekend in support of the 5 women's volleyball teams that have refused to play against San Jose State this season. This is SRN News. North Carolina elections officials say voting preparations are running smoothly, even as the state struggles in the wake of Hurricane Helene.
After the first week of early voting, more than 2.3 million voters have cast their ballots in the state, a 30% turnout of registered voters with 8 days remaining until Election Day. While over 400 early voting sites are currently open, local boards of elections are also gearing up to open more than 2,600 Election Day polling stations statewide. The 25 counties in western North Carolina hardest hit by the hurricane will continue to receive additional support to ensure that polling stations are open. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Value Meals helped turn around McDonald's U.S. sales in the third quarter. The recovery, though, could be hindered by an E. coli outbreak linked to Quarter Pounder burgers. McDonald's says U.S. same-store sales rose 3/10 July through September. Revenue was up 3%, hitting $6.87 billion for McDonald's. More details at srnnews.com.